from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there was a lot of chatter on X yesterday, a Barstool attack that happened because of a talk show host in Chicago named Dan Bernstein. Now, this is going to be hard to explain to you if you haven't seen this about why Dan Bernstein got mad, but I'm going to try my best because I don't think anybody can really understand why he got mad. So we do have the audio that we're going to play, and I'm going to set this up and give you a little bit of context. So there's a crossover happening. You know, you got to love one of those crossovers. You know, you have the midday show talk to the afternoon show, or the morning show talk to the midday show, like right at the end of the show, a little handoff type of thing, like a relay race. And there's a Barstool employee named Eddie who is filling in on the afternoon show at The Score with Spiegel, who was Danny Parkin's partner.
Yes.
And Danny's now at FS1, and he's working with Craig. So they have, I guess, some guest hosting going on the afternoon show. So Eddie from Barstool is with Spiegel doing the afternoon, and they're doing a crossover with the midday show, which is Bernstein and Holmes. All right? And it used to be Bernstein and Bears or something or whatever, Boars or whatever. He just Bernstein's been around for a long time, right?
Okay.
Dan Bernstein, been around for a long time. So as they're doing a crossover, Eddie from Barstool asked Bernstein a question and calls him something, and it makes him upset.
I wants to see that, especially after you had the ghost pepper.
Horoscope guy, Bernstein?
No.
Oh, no? God, no.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah, you can, it always me, has you can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that.
Got it.
Eddie got you. Eddie's there with you. Here's what I saw over in the corner here at Rally House.
All right, so he's serious. So you don't know me like that. Don't call me Bernstein, which his name is Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, but Bernsey, you call him Dan or Bernsey? I guess Bernsey, obviously, is his nickname.
But you can't call him Bernstein, which is his actual name. And at the end of this, there's a clip where his co-host, they go to break, and there's a clip. His co-host goes, what did he call you? And then you see Dan Bernstein go, Bernstein. You can't call me Bernstein. Now, apparently, in watching some more stuff about this, Dan Bernstein has hated Barstool forever. Like, that's one of his things, that he hates Barstool. So he doesn't know this guy, Eddie. He just knows he's from Barstool, and he just got angry with the Bernstein thing. But so Dave Portnoy sees this.
And
if you scroll through Dave Portnoy's X feed yesterday, he's like, he goes, I haven't hated someone in like 3 years as much as I hate this Bernstein guy for this whole thing. And he's like, he did this whole pop a bottle of champagne when certain people get fired type of thing that have been bad people. He's like, so this, you know, now I've got a Bernstein champagne bottle he's going to pop when he ends up getting fired. And he said, you know, professionally harass him, meaning that, you know, send out the stoolies to professionally harass him, not personally or find his home or do anything like that, but like call up when he is doing his show and get after him, or if he's on a remote, show up there and call him Bernstein and stuff like that. So just crazy. But like, we all know older sports talk guys that get like this. You understand? Right? You know what I'm saying? They get to a point in their career where they're just straight up miserable and like anything will bother them.
Am I approaching that?
Be quiet. No, you're not.
No, I'm not approaching that yet. Okay.
No.
Quiet down.
All right, okay.
So it's just, but it was amazing. You can call me Burnsy, you could Dan. I mean, you can call me Burnsy, you can call me Dan, but you don't know me like that. And Bernstein. The show is Bernstein and Holmes are Holmes.
Is he the morning show or the midday?
It's a midday show, I believe, now. Used to do afternoons.
So they got different. Spiegel in the afternoons now.
Spiegel, yes, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I worked with Parkinson Spiegel.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You were on there for a while.
Yes. That was the whole Justin Fields situation.
That's
going on
right.
There.
Yeah. That is that is correct.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.